Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, today, let's start with this. Vulnerable Dems fret after getting a shock. AOC's campaign cash. As the midterm campaign's first fundraising deadline approached this week, says Politico, several vulnerable House Democrats got an unwelcome surprise in their accounts. $5,000 from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The New York Democrat sent the contributions to her colleagues to help keep the House majority ahead of a tough cycle without directly contributing to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, a committee with which she's publicly clashed. But AOC's largesse and an oversight at the campaign headquarters, Alan, has instead raised awkward questions among her colleagues as some swing district Democrats fret over whether to return her money before the GOP can turn it into an attack ad, if they already haven't after reading this article.
Well, David, let's talk about this for a minute. The late Eliezer Lipsky wrote a book called The Kiss of Death. And I'm not so sure that this isn't the kiss of death if you happen to be in a moderate or right-wing district electing a blue congressman or woman, despite the way in which the district is organized in terms of the numbers of conservatives versus liberals. So you're quite right in asking the question that way, because there will be some people who will be embarrassed by getting this money from her. And of course, now that the cat is out of the bag, there are going to be an awful lot of people who are facing this conundrum. It will be in their minds, the candidates themselves, irresponsible, and one wonders why she did it. We do know that she doesn't get along with those people who do raise the money officially for all the Congress folks. So this, it seems, is something that could be that she just wants to help reelect the Congress at a time when, in fact, it looks awfully bad for the Democrats. You know, this is a cycle, and in the cycle, the party out of power in the White House often wins the Congress. So maybe she's just helping. I'd like to think so. On the other hand, there may be something more obnoxious about the whole thing that we don't really understand. However, if she's sending money to people who really don't want it or who may have to return it, that raises a whole range of questions as to why she's doing it.
From there to the bizarre Capitol attack on Friday, Alan, where a man who rammed a car into two officers at a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol, killing one officer before he was shot to death by police, had been suffering from delusions, paranoia, and suicidal thoughts, according to a U.S. official from the AP this morning. The larger issue, deadly breach could delay decisions about Capitol fencing. In a democracy, the idea that we have to fence in the Capitol when we're supposed to be open and free, this is a touchy subject.
It is indeed. You know, I worked up at the Capitol as an intern years and years ago. It was as free and open as it could be. Now, of course, there has to be a reaction. And that reaction could turn into something that is actually reactionary, in that people are not allowed to visit the seat of their government because you don't know who's out there who is up to no good. You know, I get letters from people, David, which are quite scary. I've read a couple of them to you, and they mean there are a lot of people out there, it's that simple, who are not quite compos mentis, and some of them have degrees after their names. So it isn't only somebody who's in their mother-in-law law's basement. It is something that we all have to worry about, especially because of the proliferation of guns. We've talked about this many times, but the more guns you have, the more opportunities there are when somebody is, well, for want of a better word, psychiatrically impaired, otherwise known as crazy. And don't be writing me letters about that. There is that moment when you just say, I'm going to grab this gun that I have here and I'm going to go use it. And then you'll be sent away to a psychiatric hospital for a long time if you're not dead. It's interesting, we don't have a death penalty, but quite frequently, people who try this kind of thing end up dead. So there is that moment when somebody pulls something like this, and he is shot, or she is shot. So that's the way it is, and there's no other way around it except to keep the fence up. And of course, there are always those who want to do that.
Speaking of, the New York budget, $5 billion tax deal, mobile sports betting to fund middle-class breaks. This is from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle this morning. New York lawmakers and Governor Cuomo nearing a budget deal Sunday that would raise about $5 billion in a year in new revenue through higher taxes on the rich, Alan, and legalized mobile sports betting. Under the proposal, the top personal income tax rate would increase from 8.82% to 9.65% and establish two new brackets of 10%. 10.30% for incomes between $5 million and $25 million and 10.9% for incomes over $25 million. The Wall Street Journal first outlined the new brackets earlier on Sunday.
Well, you know, David, you and I have had these conversations many times in which I say it starts out that it's going to be, you know, maybe $40, $50 million. And then somehow it keeps coming down, which I told you it would, and which it certainly will. We do know that the Democrats in control of both houses of the New York State Legislature have been very insistent that the rich get taxed. The only question, of course, for them is what constitutes the rich. And it was inevitable that this kind of thing was going to happen. You know, there's other revenue that can be raised, and we are seeing that now. Sports betting and marijuana legalization. But in the end, if you want the money, you got to tax the people. And the people in both houses of the legislature seem more than willing to do that. The governor knows there's danger in these here hills because taxes are something that people just don't like. So he's been fighting the rear guard action. But it was clear from the beginning because of his troubles and the politics of the time that he was going to have to give in, especially when both houses of the legislature were insistent on this.
But Political Observer, Alan Shartok on a Monday. Here, here.
We're here. It's Monday. Everybody, let's get together and celebrate the idea that spring is on the way and that it's not quite as freezing as it's been. We can only hope.